Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. If you've been to a fall festival or really any kind of carnival in this state, chances are there was a booth for Voters Not Politicians. The group is gathering signatures to get a proposal on the ballot. It wants an independent commission to draw the congressional and legislative districts to avoid gerrymandering in districts to favor one party or another. Republicans, the party in power, have been responsible for drawing those maps, and Republicans say Voters Not Politicians is a front group for the Democrats, according to an article out today by Gongwer. Robert LeBrant is among those opposed to Voters Not Politicians proposal, and he's familiar with a new group called People to Protect Voters' Rights. It says instead of ending gerrymandering, the Voters Not Politicians is actually a license to gerrymander. So, to help us clear up some of that confusion, Robert, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, what do you see wrong in the idea of an independent commission drawing the districts instead of politicians drawing the maps?
I don't think there's anything wrong with having an independent redistricting commission. My concerns probably focus on two areas. One, the very convoluted way that an independent redistricting commission gets created. And then the criteria for drawing those districts. When I review the 7 points contained in the criteria, what I find, there really is no criteria. It's what these 13 people that somehow get selected through a kind of random draw decide to adopt. And so with that, let's take a look at the way the commission is to be chosen.
Right, which for some people might be the most controversial part of the proposal.
A number of commentators have said, why are you trying to exclude all of these people from at least application to serve on this independent redistricting commission? One of the problems in this selection process is it's so limited to people who have really no experience, either in government or with political parties. And some would see that to be a virtue. Well, I think all we have to do is take a look at term limits in Michigan to see that inexperience is not necessarily a virtue. Selection on the commission isn't based upon any kind of acquired skill or knowledge.
So who's behind People to Protect Voters' Rights, this new group that wants to stop Voters Not Politicians?
Well, these people probably have some of the same biases, but in reverse, to the people that organized Voters Not Politicians. Katie Fahey, my good friend Walt Sword, and others come from a kind of a Democratic Party background. They've all been contributors to the Democratic Party. And I suspect that the people that will be in opposition to this particular proposal will have some Republican bent to them. The point I wanted to re-stress, besides the convoluted selection process for these 13 people that will be commissioners, they're supposed to have full-time jobs. But they will do this work on the side and get paid about $44,000 a year. The commission itself will get an extra appropriation equal to 25% of the total budget of the Department of State to run this redistricting process. The fact that these 13 people will be basically selected because of their arm's length distance from any kind of partisan activity or any kind of governmental activity. These are the people that are going to be drawing district lines on some very loose criteria that will allow them to kind of draw lines in many different ways. One of the concerns I have is that we're going to abandon counties, cities, and townships as the basic building blocks of districts, and we're going to replace that with a term that no one has defined called communities of interest. So the commission will hold public hearings. Groups will come in and try to pack those public hearings saying that this is the particular community of interest that we want to see, you know, represented in a map. And, you know, I think that turning redistricting over to community organizers is perhaps one of the worst ways to do redistricting.
Robert LeBrant is a political strategist and has been an advisor to many Republican office holders over the years. Thanks very much for taking time to tell us about this.
Okay, thank you.